This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fascinating what's going on now with Russia, NATO, Ukraine, all of that. If you're watching, it's on again, off again, on again, off again. Russia comes out, makes a capitulation that looks like we're going to head toward peace. Says, oh, hey, I want to freeze the lines. I want to blah, blah, blah. And then turns around and bombs the heck out of Ukraine. It's weird, right? It looks weird. Well, it looks weird to you if you're in America because you're only getting half the story. The Ukraine war is probably the last great hoax that the media is currently running or has the ability to run. There's something interesting that's beginning to become apparent, though, from what's going on here. Over the weekend, Donald Trump just expressing exasperation with Russia. Like, why are they bombing again? And it must look strange. Why do they keep coming out and saying they want peace and then they start bombing? Well, the piece of the puzzle that's missing is that every time Russia makes any kind of peace overture or offers to sit down with Trump and the gang, Ukraine and NATO go wild bombing in Russia. They've killed a lot of people in Russian territory. And that's the part that people aren't told here in America. It's just the massive bombing campaign that Ukraine, which is really NATO, has done. The period between January 1st and March 31st, Ukrainian military action killed 1,489 Russian civilians. 292 deaths and 1,197 injured, including 5 children killed in 3 months. So we just heard about Ukrainian child killed. Have we heard about Russian children? No, that doesn't get reported. And here's the interesting part about this and what's going on and what it shows. There was last week, you remember, Russia, and this happens every time, Russia comes out and says, okay, we'll freeze the lines. We'll freeze the front lines. We're not going to aggress anymore. We'll sit down for peace talks. Every time that happens, NATO and Zelensky go wild and they go on some of the biggest bombing runs in the war. Russia turns around, bombs back because they're hitting inside Russia. I mean, you can't just not respond to that. Last week, in order to stop peace talks, they actually assassinated a Russian general inside of Russia. They just got the guy who did it over the weekend, Ukrainian. See, none of that stuff really gets reported or reported much over here. But what's going on? Why is Putin doing this? You know what Putin's figured out? You could see it's very plain. Number one, Trump doesn't have control over NATO. He doesn't. So any peace deal that he attempts to cut is going to look like this. Russia sits down with Trump and maybe even Ukraine and agrees to peace while NATO bombs the crap out of Russia and Trump can't stop it. They are out of control. What is really frustrating about that is they're doing it with our money and our supplies because they had that huge package last year. So Putin's figured that out. Number one, Trump can't control these people. In fact, every time Trump tries to negotiate peace, they go on a violent run. That's the part the American people aren't being given. But go on a violent run with what? And here's the interesting question conservative Treehouse is asking this morning, and it should be asked. With our drones and UAVs. Wait. What? So here's how it looks to Russia. And it speaks volumes over whether Trump even actually has control of the government, which I don't think he does. And I didn't expect him to 100 days in. I didn't. I thought it would take a lot longer. Look at this headline. Massive Ukrainian drone raid on Crimea repelled, right? 87 UAVs downed over Russia. Over Russia. What were they doing? They were bombing Russian civilian population. 45 over the peninsula, which is where they have a lot of troops, military bases. Half of them over Crimea, murdering civilians. Wow, drones. Well, whose drones? Well, I mean, theoretically Ukraine's. But I mean, how'd they get there? Where'd they come from? America. We're sending them to bomb Russia. And for this to come from Trump loyalist conservative treehouse asking this question, I know what he's asking. And they've actually got, there's a guy on the internet who tracks flights, what's on the shipments, because there's some of that has to be reported and where it's going. We are sending the Reaper drones and the fighter jets that are killing people in Russia. While Trump beats up Putin and says, why aren't you coming to the negotiating table? Why are you still bombing? Well, we just went on a bombing run. That's why. In other words, what Treehouse is asking this morning, does Trump even know that we're bombing Russia? Or Ukraine's bombing Russia with these drones and fighter jets we keep resupplying? I bet he doesn't. I bet he didn't know. And this matches up perfectly with what the New York Times just reported, which is that they finally admitted, hey, inside of a bunker in Germany, NATO, i.e. us, CIA, State Department, France, Germany, UK, and some Ukrainian officials are fighting this war with Russia. Have been the whole time. It's a war room. In other words, we're in World War II with Russia. So I think what Putin is saying here is, can Trump control NATO? Can he even cut this peace deal? Because, I mean, honestly, I don't know if he can. He could probably get him to sign a piece of paper. Would it mean anything? Probably not. It'll probably just mean that NATO, Ukraine, and maybe even our government keeps bombing Russia. Because it hasn't stopped. That's why you see Putin keep retaliating. Well, if you're Putin at this point, you're reading Conservative Treehouse. That's why I published it. You're going, wait a minute. All this bombing of military and civilian areas that's being done inside Russia. Think how terrifying that is. That could cause World War III. That's crazy. That's what Treehouse is asking this morning. It's a bombshell. What he's asking essentially is, does Trump know our government sending these? Again, I bet he doesn't. He's asking the question, does Trump even have control enough of the government to stop them from fighting this war, trying to get to World War III? I don't think he does. And that's why Putin's like, I got to keep bombing. I can't stop bombing. Every time that we say peace, the bombing escalates, civilians die, we get attacked. It turns out they're getting attacked with U.S. fighter jets and Reaper drones. Who's sending them? What agency is this? The stunning image was captured in Arizona shows a Ukrainian Antonov 225, the biggest transport plane operated by a Ukrainian transport company, being loaded with M9 Reaper drones, fighter jets, F-16-35s. Off it goes. Treehouse writes, it is alarming how President Trump is calling for a ceasefire talks with U.S. government while the U.S. government is simultaneously providing Ukraine with either fighter jets or M-16 Reaper drones to fly against Russia. And they literally last week, mass bombing run, Russian territory, some of it civilian. So what is, and if you read Conservative Treehouse, you know he is a extreme Trump loyalist and loves the guy. What is he saying? Let me read the sentence again, because it's stunning what it means. It is alarming how President Trump is calling for ceasefire talks between Ukraine and Russia while the U.S. government is simultaneously providing Ukraine with either fighter jets or M9 Reaper drones. In other words, Trump looks like the biggest hypocrite ever, screaming at Putin over Twitter, over Truth Social, peace, stop bombing, while he's bombing Putin. Or is he the biggest hypocrite ever? Or what Treehouse is essentially suggesting this morning. He doesn't even know. He doesn't even know our government is still fighting Russia because he doesn't have complete control over our government. He hasn't managed to conquer it. Which, by the way, folks, don't take that as a criticism from me. I warned you it would be the case. I wasn't sure if we ever could take complete control of the federal government. And 100 days in, I certainly would have told you, no, there's no way we're in control. But you know what this tells us? We need to start firing. We need to go through there with an absolute harvester blade. Now, did you see what happened over the weekend? This breaks. Sundance is like, dude, Trump, you're telling Putin to stop firing and they're firing on him with stuff you're sending. You're supplying them. Did you see what happened this weekend? Pete Hegseth out of nowhere goes on a firing rampage. Susan Rice gets fired. All these Obama and Biden hold the Pentagon. All of them wiped out. $240 million worth of funding for them gone. Susan Rice screaming bloody murder. I got fired. Yeah, well, what'd you expect? Biden fired all the Trump people when he came in. Did you see all those things timed out? You know what they're doing right now? They're going through the Pentagon. I'm telling you what they're doing. They're going through the Pentagon, probably the CIA, to figure out who's supplying Ukraine behind Trump's back. Guarantee it. Now, notice what happened over the weekend. Putin came out and said, okay, I'll give you one more chance. Between May 7th and May 11th, I'm going to do a ceasefire. Now watch, Ukraine's going to hit me. And what does he mean? They're going to hit him with stuff Trump supplied. Probably didn't even know it.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.